This would be a tricky one for Michelle because this is cut the pale ale heritage, but is not the pale ale.
Uh-huh.
So bottle. Hopefully,
it's like the whole brewer's been at it there in that bottle.
Mm-hmm. How big is that bottle?
It's a beautiful bottle.
It's a 750.
Yeah. Is that a case with a wire top?
No, it's a crown cap. Look at that. That's lovely.
Can you bring the bottle over?
Yeah, bring it on over.
This is from one of those contract brewing outfits we were talking about before. People who don't have their own brewery, they'll brew somewhere else.
Short. Apparently not.
It's not such a big one. So these guys. Oh yeah.
That here. So.
Yeasty boys.
Very strange of them. Anyway, so these guys, they're contract brewers. They don't have a brewery. One of them lives here in Wellington. One of them lives in Auckland. Big home brewing kind of beer nerd, beer tasting guys. They run tastings. They're involved in consumer advocacy type stuff. They do all sorts.
They roam the country making beer.
They roam the country
where they can
beer.
Find a free brewery.
Did I say down at Invercargill Brewery? Yes. No, I didn't say that. So they go down to a tiny little town at the bottom end of the island. Make some beer. 2 years ago, they made a beer called Pot Kettle Black.
I heard that one.
They named Pot Kettle Black because, you know, like, contradiction, the pot calling the kettle black, because they made a black IPA. Can't be a black IPA because the P in IPA stands for pale. It can't be both black and pale.
That's a good name.
Yeah,
that's a good name.
Pot Kettle Black was massively successful. It was their... Is it?
I think so.
Because Sam... No, Stu from Yeasty Boys is obsessed with Wilco.
That makes sense.
That sounds right, yeah. Okay.
Funny.
Absolutely obsessed. Like,
funny.
Favorite band in the world.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
I've never even got
What a marriage.
No.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, I'm totally over.
So they made Pot Kettle Black, and they were kind of... People were freaked out by the idea that it might be black IPA, so they called it Hoppy Porter, which is sort of the same thing. It just depends on which camp you're coming from, because it's in between, right? If it's black and rich and hoppy, then it's either a blackened IPA or a hoppified porter, depending on which way you're looking at it. But it was a smash success at the Beer Awards 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. It won the Porters and Stouts category. It won the People's Choice Award. Everyone's just like, oh my God, who are these guys? We need some of this stuff. Their original idea was just to make only one-offs, and they just had their arms twisted. And everyone just went, nope, you're not allowed to not make it. More Pot Kettle Black. We need more Pot Kettle Black. So true to their kind of weird, you know, style, they release it every year. They do a remix. So they release Pot Kettle Black year round, and then every year they do a remix. So 1 year they put it out as a stout instead of a porter, which just means kind of roastier, blacker, even darker sort of malt going on. And this year, well, most recently, they released an American remix. So they used imported Cascade hops.
And so it's going to have a better finish.
Maybe. I haven't actually had this. I've had regular PKB.
How bite that is.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is it'll be really rich and black and kind of smooth and chocolatey.
So do these guys contract out?
They brew out in Invercargill. Yeah. Man, that's tasty.
Mm.
It is good.
It's got a big coffee taste.
Mm-hmm. But hoppier than usual. Ooh. Put that on for a porter. This is the this kind of black IPA thing. This will be the next big thing in craft brewing. It's just kind of taking off. Some of the West Coast breweries are making it. And Yeasty Boys were really far out in front when they made this. There's this really weird kind of race to name the style. Because black IPA, everyone's just looking at it and saying that just doesn't make any damn sense. We can't call them black IPA.
Do you think it'll be a PKB?
A PKB, maybe. IBA is someone suggested for India Black Ale, and everyone just goes, no, no way. It's got nothing to do with the trip to India anymore.
No.
So you've got to get rid of that. So then,
IBA, but Invercargill.
Invercargill Black Ale, nice. Irreverent Black Ale.
NBA. Sounds like National Black Ale.
The,
nothing else.
Is it Deschu Deschutes? I think it's Deschutes who make it. They're up in Oregon, Deschutes, and they make a beer called Hop in the Dark, which is a similar kind of thing. They came out with it around about the same time these guys did. And they call theirs, man, it's like the... A lot of people say, yes, this is the name for the style, and I just look at it and just go... It's got written on the, you know, Deschutes Hop in the Dark, Cascadian Dark Ale, and everyone just kind of, no, no.
No.
That's just really wanky.